tell you my other little project. Remember, I think I told you anyhow, when I was in Busan. Oh, by the way, that's P-U-S-A-N, Busan. Okay. I had picked up some material on the Korean market. And then last week, I bought some mining material. All the material, which is dressmaker, just outside of Yongsan. And I had a picture of a jacket and a picture of a dress. You just tear a picture out of any magazine, you know. You don't need a pattern or anything. They just copy the whole picture. So anyhow, today, she said I could come for a fitting. So I got up very early, about 7 o'clock this morning. That's early for me. And I went to breakfast, and I grabbed the 8:30 bus down. And I had my fitting. And, I got the 11 o'clock back bus. Yeah, bus back. So I was back on the compound just after 12, my lunch here. But they should be finished sometime next week, Monday or Tuesday. I can look it up. I think I told you about this jacket. It's black and white. It's kind of psychedelic when you stand back and look at it. It puts you in a trance. It's not checkered, but it's like a black weave, like a circle on white background, then another black circle. And anyway, I think it's going to look very nice. And the dress is black and red. It's a cotton. And I had the maid rinse the cotton out just in water, you know, so it would shrink before having the dress cut from it. So kind of pleased about that. You know, you can't buy any clothes over here. It's impossible. But what I was telling you, this was last Tuesday I went down with all the material. Because there's nobody that I know locally. You know, make clothes. You can go to the village, but I hate to go to the village because all the GIC in the village. And the village is not the place for anyone who is trying to preserve an image or keep out of trouble. You know what I mean about the villages around here. So, anyway, that was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, last Wednesday, Miss Kim came up to the officers' club with all this material. She's one of the she has a store in Yonjigal. That's just outside Austin. But she also has a store in Seoul. And Colonel Bancroft had invited her up. He used to have her up to the 2nd Brigade when he was over there, once a week, I think. And she makes clothes for the officers, you know, civilian suits, or many of them have clothing made for their wives, mothers, and what have you. So he thought it might be of interest to some of the men who haven't come here. Well, I think this is great, you know, because even though she's a little bit more expensive, I gave her a picture of a dress, and I picked out the material, and she said it would be about $19. Well, that's a lot to pay for material and dress here, because you can get one made for, anywhere from 10 to 12, at most. But I think the reason mine is 19 is one, because the material seems like a very good material. And you know, I know nothing about materials. But here I am looking for summer clothing, and I picked up this material. I thought it was cotton. That's how much I know about materials, right? It turns out she told me it was a combination of mohair and wool. But it was very light. So that, anyway, I told her to go ahead and make this dress. Beige, not a cocoa, but lighter. But anyhow, I thought it would be worth it if she came to the compound. She'd probably have to come up to my hooch next week for the fitting, and instead of the officer's club, you know, she'd come up here for a few minutes while I try it on and dress. But this is worth it because it takes, as I say, 3 hours or so to go to Seoul and back. I must have to grab a cab, kimchi cab to the dressing room. And that's a lot of wear and tear. Even if this woman is a little bit more expensive, I'll be delighted if she came here every week. Oh boy, I can see where I'm not going to have a dime to my name. I might have a few clothes, but anyhow, I think this will work out very nicely. In fact, if she came only once or twice a month, it wouldn't be bad. The only other thing I'd like to have made, well, actually, there are a couple. now that I mention it, there are three or four things. But I have a picture of a suit, a kind of a plain box suit. The only thing is, she doesn't have too wide a selection of materials. You know, she only brings samples with her, and it's kind of hard sometimes because you don't see what you want. But I would like to have a suit made, and I would like to have a pair of white slacks made. You know the white slacks that you bought for me a while back? Well, they're great, but they're the only pair that I have. White, anyway. And for the summer, I like white slacks. Of course, here I am buying all these clothes, and we don't get the opportunity to wear too many clothes over here. Not civilian clothes. It's only at parties. And then, you know, if you've been here a year or so, particularly the girls, because the men all go home after 13 months as well, the girls get to see you in everything you own because you see the same girls at the party, like Cree and Caroline and Edith. You know, they've been here as long as I have, and they pretty much know one another's wardrobe. But I would like a couple of things. So I thought I'd try her with this dress, see how it comes out. And if I really like it, I'll ask her to make me a suit or a pair of slacks. And then maybe just one thing at a time. So that way it won't cost me too much money. Because this month alone, just for a couple of things I've had made, I don't know how much it's costing, about $10 to get the dress and the jacket made. Plus, I had purchased my own material and lining. So, I don't know, it comes to a few dollars. But it's never dull, right? Anyway, if you want something made, seriously now, you have to give me your measurements, you know, across the chest and across the back and down the torso and the arm, sleeve length, and all this stuff. If it's worthwhile, I'm debating because of the mailing and the customs now, because this adds on a few dollars, but I'd be very happy to do what I can, or what they can, really. It's so hard, though, when you don't have a fitting. I mean, you know better than I do, but chances are you might have to get things altered. I don't know. It's hard for me to judge. Anyhow, the offer extended to you on anything. You know that. Okay. Other news of the day. Gwen Bradford went home on Wednesday, that was the 20th. So it's just Mike and I left on the beach. Michael will be leaving this coming Friday. Then there will be me and only me left. Mike is very excited. She's packing and shopping, and I don't think she's sleeping too well at night. She's quite excited about this trip around the world. Well, it's quite a trip, you know. And so I'm happy for her. I'm going to miss my great deal. And as I mentioned before, I probably will not see the person right away. So it's going to be kind of hard for me to run the business myself. I'm not sure I can, but I'll make an attempt. We'll see. Today, just prior to me making this tape, Sergeant Gardner, he's the mess sergeant for the officers' club, he called me up. He wanted me to come over to the sergeant major's hooch to play cards with him. He's a riot, honest to God. You know, the club is planning a Monte Carlo night on the 4th of May. Well, that's over a month off yet. Anyway, I'm on the committee, you know, the party committee, the whole bit. So most of the boys down here, they don't play cards, and I don't think most of them know a black card from a red card. But some of these sergeants, they're very sharp. So I was mentioning it to him that I should know myself, so that I might have to take over a blackjack table or something. So he called me today, and he wants me the worst way to come over this afternoon and play some cards. Well, I just don't feel like going this afternoon, because I think I'm going to go back to bed in 10 hours. I'm just a little bit tired. I'm not used to getting up so early. Plus, I'll take a shower, and I think Robbie's going to come over for a little while this evening, which will be very nice. I don't know if he can manage it, but if he can, he'll come over. And Saturday afternoon, the maid just left about a half hour ago, and I seldom ever have time to myself, you know, with nobody else in the booth. So I figured I'd have this afternoon, and since Mike is working, of course, when Michael leaves, I'll have all the evenings here by myself. But I don't mind that. In fact, I rather enjoy it at times. Somebody's always knocking on the door, particularly if they know you're home. So you have to make believe like you're going away and don't tell anybody you're not. Otherwise, you don't have any privacy. None whatsoever. Oh, something else I thought of. Your last tape you mentioned about the will. That strikes me funny. Here's hoping you live another 100 years and in good health. But I know what you mean about the will, don't you? And all you have to do is jot a note down at any time who's to get what. And you know they'll get it. No doubt about it. Long run, a wise thing to do isn't in the future. You and I know what we're talking about without mentioning any names, right? Right. I have to tell you, I had a tape from Gene Smith. Yeah. It was one of those long playing tapes, though, just with a real thin tape. Anyway, she borrowed a machine from some friend of hers and. She was petrified to speak. You could tell by the few words she said. And Mother was there at the time. So Mother said a few words. And the children got on and said a few words. And it was very nice. I made a tape back to her. I don't know how often she can borrow that piece of equipment, but we'll see how it goes. And this tape is running out. And I had umpteen things to say to you. Nothing that important. In fact, I may just try and send Jean a small tape recorder. I'll look into it and see. Just before I run out, please take care. Thanks a million for all the mail and the tapes and everything, the clippings. Glad to hear you're feeling better. Just know that I'm fine and everything.